All right, boys and girls, this week on the Lou Dini Hard Rock and Metal Circus, we are going to be celebrating Queen's greatest moments. We got about 10 of them we want to talk about tonight. We also want to hear from you guys about what are your favorites. So hang out with us tonight. Check it out. That's the topic. Also, that is the return of Keith the Hawk Hawkins. The Power Trio is reunited. So stick around for this week's Lou Dini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. You're listening to the Lou Dini Hard Rock and Metal Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. All right, boys and girls, moms and dads, children of all ages, welcome back to Lou Dini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. And tonight does see the return of Keith the Hawk Hawkins. We're trying to get him on. We're having some technical difficulties, but we're going to bring him in here, I promise, one way or another. But we do have Lily V6 with us, Alice Cooper, and Sister Lou Dini here at the microphone. It is Halloween, so happy Halloween to everybody. Welcome back. We're having a good time tonight, partying it up on Devil's Night. So I hope that you guys have a fun time hanging out with us and be thinking about your top 10 or your favorite things that Queen ever did. Could be anything. So think about it. Great show you saw, something they did on stage, whatever. An album, a song, whatever. We're going to be talking about the whole thing. So you are listening to Lou Dini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. You can go to LouDiniRockAndRollCircus.com to check it all out there. Some cool merchandise there. All the podcasts are there. A lot of great interviews. Coming up soon is my interview. Second interview, by the way, with Nita Strauss from Alice Cooper's band. Speaking of Alice Cooper. So you guys can check that out. So be watching for that. A lot of cool stuff at LouDiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Also, I want to let you guys know about a way that you can get in on some behind-the-scenes stuff. You can get invited into some cool stuff. You can join up, get together with a bunch of other cool people that love great guitar-driven rock. It's a cool community at LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. It is my inner circle. It's a private group. Only certain people can get in. So I hope you qualify. Check it out at LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. Oh, okay. So, Lily, what's going on?
Oh, I got all the things going on.
You got all the things going on.
I got
on.
To meet Nita on Thursday before the Alice Cooper Band show. She was super sweet. Did a clinic. I didn't understand a damn word of it because I don't play guitar. But it was still cool to meet her. And then, of course, the Alice Cooper Band on Thursday night, which was awesome. Had a little mini interview with Ryan Roxy. Good stuff. So
cool.
Halloween spooky shit.
Halloween spooky shit is all going down tonight. So we're going to be rocking out here with some Queen stuff. And we're going to try to get Keith the Hawk Hawkins on. I promise we're working on it. So, okay, guys, check it out. While we're getting stuff set up here, we're going to rock out to a tune. This is a band called Dark Entries. Mickey Hernandez is a big fan of the show, sends us his music. Great band, Dark Entries, Moonlight Run on the Lou Dini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
chance. You're the dairy girl we despise. Yeah. The moonlight run. 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 The moonlight run.
All right, welcome back to the Lugini Rock and Roll Circus, Hard Rock and Metal Circus. Halloween Devil's Night Edition. We've got all kind of spooky things happening for you this week. So guys, hang out with us. We are going to be talking, we're talking about the top 10 greatest moments in the history of the band Queen. So, oh God. So we've got Keith the Hawk Hawkins in limbo out there. He's, I don't know what's happening. We have, because it's Halloween, we're having spooky problems, spooky technical issues.
Again.
So we're trying to get the boy on here. We're having issues. So apologize for the technical issues here, but,
Samantha said he turned the phone off and back on.
Okay. All right, we're going to try it again. All right, guys, so let's go ahead and get into this, our subject.
Subjecto.
Our subjecto. So,
Jujur.
The band Queen.
Queen.
What, started about 1970?
Yes.
British band. Classic lineup of Freddie Mercury on lead vocals and Piani, Brian May lead guitar and vocals, Roger Taylor drums and vocals, John Deacon on bass guitar. Queen's earliest works were influenced by progressive rock, hard rock, and heavy metal, but the band gradually ventured into more conventional and radio-free works by incorporating other styles such as arena rock and pop rock.
Which is super smart.
Yeah, I didn't know that arena rock was actually an actual style.
I didn't think it was, but I'm just reading things too. So.
You're just reading.
I'm just reading.
You're just a reader from way back.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, reading is good. Isn't reading fundamental? Ah, thanks. I'll be here all week. So let's go ahead and talk some of the things. I have a list. Lily has a list. I'm sure Keith does too. If we can ever get Facebook to cooperate. Keith, did you like piss Facebook off or something? I don't know. He must have been naughty with Facebook this week. So anyways.
Samantha said send it to her phone. Can you do that?
Samantha, if you will go ahead and jump on the...
I think she is.
Okay, let me see if I can find you. Leave a comment on the thing, and I will try to add you, okay, from your phone. We'll see if we can get you on through Samantha. Okay? So we both have lists. What do you got? You want to, while we're trying to get this together here... Lily, what do you got? Queen, you know, great band, iconic band. I think when we did our show on Great Frontmen, I think Freddie Mercury may have been everybody's top pick.
Which he should be.
So,
one of them, anyway.
What is one of your favorite Queen moments?
Well, one of my favorite Queen moments is actually a Queen song, and it's Killer Queen. Happens to be my favorite Queen
really?
Song. Yes.
And why is that?
Well, I just really like it. It's one of the first ones I heard, and I've always liked it. However, I like the fact that it's about a high-class hooker.
What?
Yes. And Freddie Mercury says that even classy people can be whores. Yeah. Also, it's one of the top songs. It was number two on the British charts and became the first U.S. hit. So
okay.
I do enjoy that song, though.
Was it their first U.S. hit? I did not know
yes.
that. What album is on again?
That I did not write down.
Okay.
I did have it on my original list, which I lost.
I am going to mention one of my favorite things, one of my favorite Queen moments, and that is the iconic album cover to News of the World, and it being Halloween, and we're all getting spooky. We're getting. I think that that album cover.
It's kind of freaky.
Yeah, I remember being a kid and being in Kmart and going to the albums.
Did you say Kmart?
Yeah, going to Kmart and going to the albums. I know it was Kmart.
Okay.
And going to the albums, seeing that album and being really like just thinking it was terrifying.
Because it is.
It's just like, oh my God, what a freaky album cover. And it's one of those things that really sticks with you. It is a piece of iconic album science fiction art. So I just had those. Here we are. Okay. It was a painting by Frank Kelly Fries. And it was from the 1953 issue of Astounding Science Fiction. And the caption read, "Please fix it, Daddy." So that kind of gives you the idea of what, where they're coming from. what the sort of story of it is it's sort of a robot, some kind of giant robot that I guess is playing with human bodies and kills them accidentally. And is asking Daddy to fix it, but it is a very haunting cover, and those eyes just grab you. And the members of the Queen being sacrificed to it's just very powerful stuff. So, just in sort of honor of Halloween, I have to pick that as one of my favorite Queen moments of all time. So, and we're just the Hawkins, man. We just can't get you, Samantha. What I'm gonna ask you to do is request to go live with us from your phone, okay? And I'll try to add you that way, because when I click your name, it doesn't come up. It doesn't show up on as somebody I can
add. It's kind of grayed out.
Yeah, it's grayed out for some reason. So apologize, guys, if you're listening to this in the replay on Rock Rage Radio or something. We're having a few difficulties. We're trying to get our other co-host who remotes in on Facebook Live, and we're having some issues getting him on here tonight. So we will make it happen one way or another. We're going to figure this sucker out. So anyway, so that is so Lily Todd said Killer Queen. I said the cover album art to News of the World, which I believe we did a show on classic album covers, and that may have been Keith's pick for favorite album cover.
I think one of you picked it, yeah.
Yeah. So it's a great album cover. So what do you what you got another one you want to talk about there, Lil?
Sure. Yes. In 1977, during the A Day at the Races, I thought this was pretty cool. Now, obviously, I wasn't around in 77, but they sold out shows at Madison Square Garden and Earl's Court in London to, like 150,000 or something. But I think that's pretty cool to sell out both places for one tour. And they had more than just that album's songs on there. They had a bunch of different songs from different albums, but I thought that was a pretty neat little fun fact.
Wow, cool.
So... And I like the Day at the Races title anyway, too.
At the Races. Yeah, the band has really done some really great things. You know, of course, the movie Bohemian Rhapsody is coming out.
Oh, I can't wait.
This week. But, I mean, the neat thing about that song is, like, you know, it was it broke in the 70s when it came out. What record is it on? Night at the Opera.
Yes.
We get them mixed up.
I think
up.
That's what it is.
A Day at the Opera. A Night at the Races. And it is, so song breaks, and then Wayne's World comes out.
Oh, Let's revive that song for the new kids.
Yeah.
I love it.
And it became a hit all over again. It would, like, you know, it just popped on the top 10, boom. And it was a hit all over again because of that. And it gets on MTV and it goes all over the world again. And all of a sudden, a song that was at that point probably at least 10, if maybe 12 years or so old, maybe longer, maybe 15 years old, gets a rebirth in the early 90s because of some guys singing it in the back.
Well, that's
of a
when
car.
It had a bigger impact on America then, on the United States at that time. Before, it didn't in the 70s so much, but when it hit Wayne's World, that's when America goes, "Oh, look at this. Oh, that song's super old, guys." But yeah, it's cool now that, you know, Wayne Campbell danced to it and sang to it in a car.
As long as Wayne Campbell dances and sings to it, you know, it's going to be good.
It also won a Video Music Award.
Winning those Video Music Awards. Those are important things to do. You know?
I guess. Those, yeah. 1992,
and
oh my God.
It's a fun, but don't they kind of, in the Wayne's World, like when they did the video for MTV, didn't they incorporate the original Queen
yes.
video along with the Wayne's World guys doing their thing?
Yeah, they still have the band still singing certain parts, and then they just kind of cut to scenes from the car in Wayne's World. But yes, they still do have the original video in there.
Awesome. Let's talk about a few comments on our Facebook posts. Raven Dodson says that News of the World is her favorite album. Cool. Jason nice. Pinkney says so many. Okay. Doug Burns says Hammer to Fall has the same effect on me as a cup of strong coffee.
Ooh.
Nice. The Show Must Go On was Freddie's last stand. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Okay. Jason, we can get a little clarification on that, please. Vince Ornato says, I always dug Stone Cold Crazy from Sheer Heart Attack. Yeah, and Jeff Gardner and I were having a little discussion today about News of the World, and him, and he has the same sort of same thing about it. He says, still have my vinyl copy from 77. I remember being kind of freaked out by the robot on the cover. I was always wondering why he's killing the band. They must have sucked really bad that day, so the robot killed him.
Maybe the robot was just mad. Kind of like shaking your child or something.
What about the song? You know, a song by them I think is just absolutely just a killer riff is Get Down, Make Love.
I mean, that's not in my top 10 song list, but sure.
You know, it's one of their most like sexual songs.
Yeah.
Song was introduced into the band's live show immediately after its release and remained a staple of their medley until the end of the Hot Space tour in 82. So, I mean, and they have so many good ones. That's one of those bands you go see live that literally they could spend the whole night just playing, you know, the hits.
I would have loved to have seen them yeah. live. I would have killed for that. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, we have some.
Ooh.
Okay.
All the ghosts.
We have like all kind of spooky stuff going on here tonight. So we dropped off of Facebook. What I'm going to do is I'm going to start it again. So here's what I'm going to do. For all you guys listening out there in rock and roll, we're going to play a song. This is Raven Black Dollhouse, and we're going to try to get our live feeds fixed for you guys. So Dollhouse by Raven Black on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Show.
Yeah.
Goodbye, everybody. Happy Halloween, and welcome back to Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. We are talking about Queen tonight. The movie Bohemian Rhapsody is hitting this weekend, and it promises to be a good movie. We're hoping that it's good. I hope it doesn't suck.
It better be good, because I'm going to be mad if it's not.
Oh, goodness gracious. So what do you got there? What's on your mind there, Lil?
You want me to read another
thing?
Yeah,
I need you to do something.
Okay, yeah, sure. All right, well, we'll just continue on. So I'm going to pick my next one, which will be the We Will Rock You / We Are the Champions song. It was released, they are two separate songs, but it was released together as a single. And radio stations just happened to play it together without interruption almost every time. I heard it one time without We Are the Champions afterwards.
Rare.
Very rare. Very rare does that happen, but I heard it one time.
It does. They kind of... what's the word I want? I mean, there isn't like a big gap. Like, I mean, as soon as it one ends, they go right into, you know, there isn't like a big pause there. It's kind of like, it reminds me a little bit of the Led Zeppelin Heartbreaker, Live and Love and Made.
Yes.
This is very, very similar kind of thing.
Right into it. But I did hear it one time without it. Doesn't happen too often. And it is a huge sports anthem. Like almost every... sports will play these two songs together. And it's totally in other media too, like other recording artists do it, films. Warrant covered it for Gladiator. I don't know if you remember that.
They did We Will Rock You or We Are the Champions?
I think it was We Will Rock You. I don't remember which one. But Linda Ronstadt did it as a lullaby. We Are the Champions.
Oh, she wears the champions as a lullaby. Okay.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty cool when I listened to that earlier.
That was... it's also a song that, like, I think a lot of, like, some of you young folks probably don't remember, but it was a lot of things, song that I think, like, a lot of teams, you know, would kind of, like, if they were winning or they won or their game or whatever, you know.
I remember it being on the Mighty Ducks.
Okay. On the Mighty Ducks. There is the Mighty Ducks.
There's the Mighty Ducks.
Let's see here. As part of what I have on my, Queen spectacular here is I wanted to talk about their soundtrack work because I think that if you're going to get a rock band to do a soundtrack, you probably couldn't do any better than Queen.
Commercially, they're fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, they do a great job with soundtracks. They're, in fact, Flash Gordon, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie. I mean, it is a campy film.
It's supposed to be.
Yeah, it's supposed to be camping. But in many aspects of it, the best part of that movie is Queen's music. They do an absolutely amazing, amazing job on it. And if you haven't seen that movie in a while...
Shame on you.
Yeah, well, yeah. But you can just go listen to the soundtrack. It's available everywhere. And another movie that they did, a lot of people forget, is the Highlander.
I didn't know that.
Soundtrack. And Freddie Mercury does one song that's a real standout called Who Wants to Live Forever. And it's absolutely just heartbreaking, gorgeous song. And there's a lot of great moments. The whole band just kills on that. And I would, if you haven't seen the Highlander film, it's, in my opinion, more watchable than Flash Gordon. Flash, you just got to go in knowing that you're going to see a cheesy, campy kind of film. Highlander's a little better. It's not quite as, you know, campy and cheesy. One of the coolest highlights of the movie Highlander, other than Queen's music, is Clancy Brown's portrayal of the Kurgan, who's like, he plays the bad guy. And if you haven't seen it, you should check it out because he's absolutely freaking amazing in it. So, that would be a good Halloween costume is the Kurgan from Highlander. That would be good.
Or Flash.
Or Flash. You could be Flash. If you can pull off Flash, if you've got that kind
of. I dare anyone.
Those kind of biceps or chest thing going on there. Just throw us a pic. You know, I'm not sure we'll post it or even look at it. But
I will. Send it to me. Lily will. Only costumed photos.
Oh, sugar. Okay. So what do you got there, Lil?
I'm going to go ahead and talk about when Queen received the Outstanding Contribution to British Music honor.
Now, what exactly is that?
I think it's sort of like their Lifetime Achievement Award in England. I think that's sort of the similar thing. They received that, but that was also the last time all four members were on stage together when Freddie got sick. Obviously, he wasn't doing a whole lot of appearances. Obviously, wasn't performing, but he did show up for the last time with the other three band members to accept that award. So,
yeah,
kind of sad, very sad.
Well, let's talk about a Queen moment that is not sad.
Okay,
that is very, in fact, triumphant, and that was their Live Aid. A lot of bands have very memorable performances from Live Aid. It was a cool thing that happened. U2 they have a very memorable Live Aid performance, and a lot of bands do. The Cars, there's a lot of cool concert footage from that. But one of the highlights of it was Queen in full regalia, kind of in their prime, early 80s, just freaking crushing the whole thing, doing a great
with
set.
With a 20-minute set.
20-minute set.
20 minutes.
If you can't imagine? If you can't do it in 20 minutes, you just better go home, kids.
Because Queen can do it. So there you go. But I guess after that happened, their sales like soared. Like their backtrack listings like went crazy after that.
What do you have on there in terms of that? Do you have any information on that?
As far as the sales or just it was well, no, not really. I just kind of gave what I had about that. I mean, they opened with Bohemian Rhapsody, closed with Champions. Kind of one of their best performances ever, really.
Yeah, absolutely. I just wanted to see if I could quickly pull up the set list. Of course, no.
I just know what they opened and closed with.
No, they don't. You know, yeah. There's nothing like just boom, Queen. You know what's wrong with Google? I just typed in Queen set
think
list
it would just automatically
and it would just come right
you.
Up. No, like all kind of dumb crap comes up.
It's not that easy anymore. There's too much information on the internet now. You can't just, you know. You have to weed through everything now. You have to actually read. Hence that reading.
Read. Who does that?
I do it.
No.
But that just blows my mind, a 20-minute set. Like, you're usually at concerts for, what, 2 hours for one person? An hour?
Well.
Like, 45 minutes in Vince Neil's case. But, like.
I think that.
That blows my mind.
I'd rather a band leave me wanting a little bit more
than
me going, like. Oh, yeah, I think I need to get out of here.
When are we going home? No, I get it. I'd rather have a kick-ass 20 minutes than a boring 2 hours.
Yeah, of course.
Obviously.
Let me take a look here real quick. What do we got here?
Thanks, Joseph. He digs our costumes.
Do you like our costumes?
And I can't pronounce
it. I want to tell you, I put a lot into this. I did. I worked all day on this costume right here. So, I believe that their set was Bohemian Rhapsody, Radio Gaga, Hammer to Fall, Crazy Little Thing Called Love, We Will Rock You, We Are the Champions.
That's a pretty solid set list.
Yeah.
That's pretty solid. 21 minutes, excuse
no,
me.
No, Another One Bites the Dust? Well, speaking of Another One Bites the Dust, that is on my list of one of their greatest moments. Leave It to Queen to do a disco song that just crushed rock radio.
I mean, love that
they
song.
Got on rock radio with a disco song. Yes, the Rolling Stones did Emotional Rescue and Miss You, but those compared to Another One Bites the Dust are kind of flaccid. I mean, Another One Bites the Dust is a really hard driving tune. It's a very hard driving tune. It's a heavy tune. What is that crazy thing they do in the middle, you know, with all the weird sounds? I mean, just unbelievable.
Well, I have something to say about that song. It's one of my favorites. However, do you remember the commercial for the sound system? I don't know how to pronounce it, Aiwa, A-I-W-A, where the guy was bopping his head and everybody's driving by him. He's in the car driving. He's bopping his head, have a good time. All these people are driving by him with a look of disgust. Then it pans out and he's in a hearse while the song is playing. Look it up later. You will lose your mind. I remember that so vividly. It was a while ago, but it was such a good commercial with that song in it.
There was a DJ in Pittsburgh. This is sort of my memory of that song. There was a DJ in Pittsburgh on the big rock station, in 1980, and there was this weird thing that happened. You know, everybody says, you know, oh, it's never been this bad, you know, with, you know, violence or whatever in our country, but it's always been bad. And there was, at this time, there was some weird thing going on in Atlanta with somebody killing kids. And one of the DJs on the big rock station in Pittsburgh took it upon himself to dedicate Another One Bites the Dust to all the kids who were gotten killed.
That's nice. I'm not even that cruel.
Yeah, he was fired after that. He was never on the radio. Like, the next day, he was gone.
Dumbass.
But that was one of my...
What an asshole.
We were all talking about it the next day in school.
Oh, you were in school, so I was probably just a baby.
Yeah, they were like, we were like, hey, man, did you hear Hirsch last night? He's like, yeah. He says, yeah, he dedicated Another One Bites the Dust to all the kids in Atlanta that got killed.
What a fucking asshole. Like,
you know, there was, you know, I don't even think the words politically correct were even around.
That
at
wasn't
that
a
time.
Thing. You can that say
wasn't
whatever
even a, that wasn't even a thing. So
nobody even knows what that means then.
Yeah, no, that was like nothing. Nobody knows what that was all about. I don't know. I don't know. So crap. All right. Cramp. So what else you got there, Lil?
I'm gonna go ahead and bring up the song Under Pressure, done with David Bowie and Queen.
Ice Baby.
Stop that. Just stop that. We're going to get to that. However, there was some confusion on who wrote the actual bass line. Bowie said it was Deacon. Deacon said it was Bowie. And then Brian May said it was Deacon. There was a whole... Nobody knows who did it. Probably because they were all high. Who knows?
What? Rock singers don't do drugs and get high. No.
But in the end, it was said that Deacon actually did it. And neither one of them, neither the band nor David Bowie were on the video. It was all silent film stuff, which I thought was pretty cool. And it's rumored that neither one of them, neither the band nor David Bowie, were in the recording studio when it actually was recorded. I don't know how much that's true. I don't know. Who knows? Whatever. Blah, blah, blah. But, of course, we had to have some jerk off come in the 90s and say, hey, let's go ahead and steal that bass line and write a crappy song. Thanks, Vanilla Ice, for Ice Ice Baby. I love you. Obviously. And then he argued that he changed it, or it wasn't that one, and then he changed
it. Yeah, he said that he changed one.
It's not the same. It's not the same.
It's not the same.
God, I hate when he says that. I just want to rip his throat out.
Yeah, he says it's not the same. What do you think? You think it's the same?
I think it's the same. I think he's just an asshole.
What? the language on this show.
Ass.
I mean, you know, it's really... It's really degenerating.
Oh, please.
You know, into all kinds of problems. So, anyways, we are very bummed out that we are having technical difficulties tonight with, I don't know if it's the Rock Rage page or if it's just Facebook.
Or
but my humble apologies to my good friend Keith. I am embarrassed.
Yeah.
Because we were really looking forward to having you on tonight, buddy. And I am so sorry. I know you're disappointed. We are very freaking disappointed. So I'm not sure what we're going to do about that. I think what we're going to do is we're going to wrap up the show here in a couple of minutes, and we're going to go on just my regular Facebook page live, and I'm going to try to bring Keith on, and we're going to talk with him about his, and we're going to go ahead and record it, and So we're gonna wrap up the Rock Rage side of things. We're just gonna go to my regular page and do this because we're gonna try that and see if we can get Keith on. So because it's like just not fair because I know the dude got prepped for this and everything, and he's such an important part of the show, and we've missed him so bad. So we're gonna try to bring him on here in a little bit, but we're gonna finish up our side of it here in a few minutes. Let me go ahead and just take a quick peek here. What else I got on my list here? I mentioned Another One Bites the Dust. Yes, I had We Will Rock You on. I mean, We Will Rock You is one of those just like, it's a audience participation song. You know, you can get the whole crowd doing
it. Stomp, stomp, clap.
Yeah, the stomp, stomp, clap thing. You know, everybody can sing along to it, party along to it. So it's a, you know, kind of like rock tune sing-along. And there are a handful of the, that might be a good podcast, the greatest rock sing-alongs.
That's fun.
You know, so you know, but it is a rock sing-along. There aren't too many of those. I mean, yes, there's rock songs that people know the words and they sing to, but, you know, this is specifically one of those songs that's like almost like John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
Where you watch Little Bouncy Ball.
Yeah,
on
you
the
could
screen.
Almost just sing right. You
is
know,
that a thing
like,
still?
Yeah, you could still do that, like super easy. So that's definitely on my list for sure. I got a couple of things here, but what do you got, Lily, before we wrap up?
I kind of want to bring up the I Want to Break Free video. First time I ever saw guys in drag was this video. So all of the guys are in drag. Freddie's looking really super cute in a little tiny mini skirt, but still has a stash. And apparently that was about women's lib from a man's point of view, that whole song. So I thought the video was cool. Didn't get it. Didn't know why guys were dressed as women. But hey, whatever.
Damn.
How old was I when I saw that? Like 7? Come on.
Do you guys remember the movie Iron Eagle?
Maybe.
It has a bunch of rock bands on it, but Queen is one of the bands on it. And they did the song One Vision. Do you remember the song One Vision?
No,
I can't play it for you because we'll get hand slapped. But check it; it's a very cool rock tune. It came out, I believe, in 1986, and it is a sort of like after they did Another One Bites the Dust and Under Pressure, and there's sort of more poppy, dancey stuff. One Vision is back to their more kind of guitar rock type sound. It's a very cool song. It's one of those. Queen songs that not a lot of that. Let's kind of like a show. I'll put it this way: it would show up on like a Deep Cuts weekend, you know, on a rock station. It's one of those kind of songs. So we will have to check that out for you guys a little bit later. But that is definitely on there. And I want to mention probably maybe one of my favorite Queen riffs of all time, and that's the song "Dragon Attack," which is just freaking badass. It's just sick. Killer bass line, great guitar work. It's one of these kind of like funky kind of tunes. Killer bass line. And if you don't know, it wasn't one of their like majorly big hits. But again, you can hear it like on a Deep Cuts weekend or something like that. You know Dragon Attack?
Yes, I do know that one.
Cool jam.
I don't know the last one you said, but I know that one.
Okay, so you've been listening to Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. You can go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com and check us out there for all the fun stuff. We are going to come back and do a little bit more. We're going to go live on our other channel here and try to bring the Hawk on, so the audio might go a little bit longer. But we're going to play another song, and we're going to sign off from the live side of this for you guys. Now, if those of you listening on Rock Rage Radio, not sure how much longer you're going to have us on. We only get about an hour on there, so thank you for checking it out. So check out LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. If you want to join a really awesome community of people that love great rock and are constantly trading songs back and forth and talking about cool music and really supporting the niche, go to LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. You're going to get some cool exclusive music, exclusive video, and that's all there at LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. Lily, anything you want to add before we sign off from this side of things here?
I'm going to go ahead and plug the show, Hot Licks with Lily 6. Thursday nights on Rock Rage Radio, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, I am going to stay tuned. I'm going to be announcing another show I'm going to be emceeing here in Pittsburgh at the Smiling Moose. Has to do with Chip and the Charge Ups, but future information on that.
Chip and the Charge Ups.
Hell yeah.
No, Chip.
So I'll be emceeing one of their shows coming up in November. So just stay tuned for that.
Awesome. All right, guys, thanks for hanging out with us on Rock Rage Radio Live. We're going to play another track here. We're going to rock out for a little bit to the band Never Wake. This is a song called Suffocate on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. So catch you guys soon.
Crawling slowly from the cracks within my mind.
hear you say,
"Baby mama, it's not a spiritual thing."